from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The federal government ban on single-use plastics finds a lot of us at a loss for what to use for household waste. City of Timmins Environmental Coordinator Christina Beaton recommends buying 100% recycled plastic garbage bags or compostable bags. She also notes that we can reduce the amount of garbage our households produce. One way is backyard composting of food scraps.
We always encourage that, so you have less organics going into the waste stream and therefore the need for those bags.
For more advice and an explanation why single-use plastics have been banned, go to the audio link of our conversation with Christina Beaton on MyTimmonsNow.com. For the first time ever, every auditorium at Cinema 6 will be screening the same movie on Monday night. The much-hyped Brendan Fraser film, The Whale, is being brought to town by the Timmins Film Society. Board member Paul Charette says the society itself is benefiting from the hype through more awareness.
I hear it now. The society's been in existence since the late 80s I didn't even know there was a Timmins Film Society.
There are more off-mainstream movies to come this season for the Film Society between now and May. Sneak peek, on Monday, February 27th, Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans will be shown. The Canadian government might fast-track immigration applications from areas in Turkey and Syria hard hit by this week's earthquake. The death toll has risen to over 19,000, with more than 64,000 injured. Immigration Minister Sean Fraser says his department is trying to figure out how many people are already in this country's immigration system and what more can be done to help them. Queen's Park needs to be renovated. The 130-year-old building that houses the Ontario Legislature has lead pipes, asbestos, and new wires stacked on top of old ones. A study is underway to figure out how much more work needs to be done. The estimated cost around $1 billion. The revamp could take up to 8 years. And a cybersecurity incident has affected Indigo Books and Music's website. The company says it's also affected electronic payment systems in stores. Indigo is working with third-party experts to investigate and resolve the situation. Kohl's bookstores are owned by Indigo. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.